Bloody well live, mate. Episode 159 of the podcast. Yeah, bro. Getting up there.
I'll have to have like a 500 party or something like that.
Fuck, a 500 party. Jeez.
Yeah, chop, chop.
Maybe a 200 party.
Yeah, I'll come to that.
Yeah, righto. So, for those listening, this is me mate, my best mate, actually, Eli Shogun King, who's been on here a couple of times before, if you're a regular, and I just thought it was time for a bit of a catch-up and a yarn again.
It's good to have a little catch-up and a yarn every now and then on the old potty.
Yeah, that's it, mate. It took us an hour to get...
Representing this time.
He's got the hoodie on.
Yeah,
I'm out here, and he's got the.
Yeah, I need a new one, but because like I work this stubby holder hard.
It's worked, bro. I'll
get it needs a wash or just give me a new one, you Jew.
Yeah. Well, it's just I just don't see ya. Yeah, it's a long way to throw from here to fucking Port Adelaide to
put a beer in it, put a bit of weight in it, and what?
Give it a lob.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not far. Probably I don't know. What do you reckon? 20 years away from being able to like pass your one through the screen.
Yeah, teleport that beer.
Yeah. It'll like 3D print in real time as you pass it towards the screen.
And like frosted beer tap printer, 3D printer.
Yeah. Your screen's also a 3D printer in real time. How cool would that be?
It'll be a thing very shortly, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have a sip of it. Oh, it tastes like piss, and you're missing some fucking materials that you need in the ingredients and your 3D printer and shit. There's no hops or something left.
There's so many things that I've just thought of that just could go bad with that, but like, cuts just be like, imagine just like buying some weed or whatever, or like, someone wants a gun, here you go.
Yeah, but by the time we're able to 3D print in real time, pass shit through a screen, the monitoring on that fucking system's going to be off the hook. They're always one step ahead of the game.
Yeah, there'll be some like future hackers or some like that with like bionic brains that. AI brains.
Neuralink. Yeah. They'll have Neuralink and they'll be hooked into AI and shit. But then again, but it's the same side.
And the Matrix at the same time.
Yeah. But both sides of the coin, like, because the guys, the fucking, the people, the powers that be, the industry, they've all got the same access. But there's always that dark web fucking, you know, that dark web fucking hacker community out there right on the cutting edge of whatever's going on.
It's called Telegram, I think.
Telegram?
The Silk Road of Apple.
That was like the golden era, hey, when they were just the Silk Road was in full swing.
Yeah, when was that? I don't know, like 10, 15 years ago.
It was over by the time I knew what it was. My brother told me about it. I was like, what? You can do that? He's like, yeah. And then the guy got caught. The guy got physically caught and fucking put in prison.
Yeah, he didn't spend a dime of it or whatever. Have you seen the doco?
Nah.
Oh, it's really good, man. Hey, I don't really get into those sorts of like crime docos and like I like nature docos, basically. Like, give me David Attenborough any day of the week.
That Chimp Empire on Netflix?
No, I haven't seen that one, mate.
Bruh. It's
good.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's a doco, but definitely more, I guess it's probably more in the vein of like, remember Meerkat Manor? Where you like you get to know them all,
yep.
So you're hanging out with this one, like what do they call them? They're not a tribe. What are they? they're a, not just a
family.
They're not, because they're fucking multiple families. But anyway, one, I should know.
Community.
Yeah, community of chimps, bro. They've been following them for like 30 years, apparently. And so they go right into the backstory of these chimps, and they got names and shit. They name them all, yeah. And they like tell you what the undercurrents of the society, and like obviously who's the alpha and yeah. who are the what's
the bullies.
Yeah. Who are the partnerships and fucking? Then they show you like the background fucking workings, like scheming to take over the alpha position and shit. Fuck, it's really it's cool, man. It's really good.
This week,
they had all these rules because they lived right near this fucking family or whatever, fucking group of chimps for fucking years and years. And there was like strict rules, like you're not allowed to eat in front of them. You're never allowed to engage in, you know, with them, make eye contact, all these sorts of things.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't disrupt their like natural instinct shit or whatever.
Yeah. So after a period of time, they just kind of went, oh, these fucking guys don't do anything. Let's just act how we normally act.
Yeah. They likened them to like some boring forest creature.
Yeah.
Are they just like really fast sloths or something? Like,
yeah, these fucking
Doing
fuck all. So we'll just go back to normal. You like the nature docos, you like that one. It's good.
So that meerkat, I know, yeah, it's a bit like that. I watched a few episodes, but they got really like commercial, and it wasn't like prime time, like on, you know, 7 o'clock at night or whatever. And it got a bit like dramatic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was like Home and Away, but just with meerkats in it.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
I struggle to remember the details, I'll be honest with you. I was watching that on Foxtel, like, fuck. I was like 23, man. I'm 40 like, next month. So like 17 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind a bit of a story, you know, like, what, you know,
you
gotta, you know, a bit of background.
But
it got, I think it got a bit much.
Yeah, they were riding on it as hard as they could, eh?
Yeah.
The production, like, they're just always thinking of new ways to milk more out of the product.
It's sort of, it reminded me, like, the people that were doing the script and writing it were, like, similar to the people that would be studying these meerkats for ages because
nerds.
But yeah, like completely, like they would actually become attached and like,
you know,
oh, look at young Timmy cat fucking eating a bush today or some shit. I don't know.
They were more into it than you were because like you've come home from living your life, being at work and shit, and they've just been immersed in meerkat society for the past fucking 2 years or whatever.
They probably like get up out of their tents in the morning and like stick their head out of the tent like these people.
Everything to them is like fucking relates back to meerkats. Well, fucking, what else have you been watching?
What have I been watching?
I watched.
Nothing really. Noteworthy, I guess. We're in that bit of a lull. You get the like the fresh batch of shows coming in every 4 or 5 months or whatever.
Yeah. And then you get the lulls.
I told you I rewatched the Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
Because
the new trailer.
I have, yes. Yep. Yeah. Mm.
Fuck, man,
I enjoyed it way better. Like when I first watched it, I was a bit of a like critical. It wasn't because Lord of the Rings season to come out recently as well, and I was comparing the two, like with the production and the stuff like that, and I thought it was like a little bit B grade, but on the second watch I picked up a lot more and like actually really enjoyed it. I remembered more in the books as well, like
The production of that Lord of Rings was really good, but it was fucking boring, man.
Yeah, it wasn't that good, like, was it?
It looked,
but really, you know what I mean, like really.
There was no standout characters. Like you didn't really give a fuck about any of the characters. That's an issue.
You're right. I totally agree with you. It was like maybe it was like just like a build up to the second season where, you know, because these the books are like big sagas. You know what I mean? Like, you read half a book, nothing happens, sort of thing.
You still need a like have some characters that get their hooks in you. They did. They had good characters in the Wheel of Time. The characters is one thing for the most part. Obviously, you know the one that I'm fucking furious about. But for the most part, they got those guys, like the five of them from the Two Rivers. They were all awesome. They were all really like charismatic. Yep. Fucking like they fucking nailed them. They were all really good. Moraine was awesome. Fucking a lot of those characters were really good. Fucking Rand, they did really well. That Matt, unfortunately, he's fucking gone because of COVID. You know that.
What happened?
They've replaced Matt Cawthon. They've replaced him with a new actor because he didn't get the fucking vaccinations.
But what is COVID? It was so long ago now. No one gives a fuck about it.
But they were in production in 2021.
Oh yeah, so you got to go back in the timeline. Yeah, okay.
2 years since the fucking.
Maybe he still had that knife on him. And he's like, I'm not getting it.
I don't know, but he was really good. And they replaced him because he didn't get vaccinated. How fucked.
Oh, I hate when that happens, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
No, we don't know what this other guy's going to be like. That guy was good, man. He had the right.
Yeah, I really liked him.
Mischievousness and sort of darkness mixed in.
You know? Yeah, he played. It was more of a darker role that he played for me in the series than the book. I thought it was not as dark as that.
Yeah, he wasn't that dark in the book. He was more cheeky and mysterious, but they made him a bit darker. But it was good.
He gets away with a lot as well. I was like, if that was my mate, man, I'd just give him a hiding right now. Like, sort your life out, mate.
But they grew up together in a small village and shit, I guess. They were
Still, how old are they? Like, jeez, that should have happened like years ago.
18 or something. They did some weird shit. They did some weird shit. Giving Perrin a wife and making him kill her. It's like, what?
Was that in the book?
No, bro. He didn't have a wife. No.
Yeah. So, like, he was always, like, a brooding sort of a guy anyway.
Yeah, they gave him a reason to be dark, I guess.
Yeah, but it came across as his character at the start anyway. It was sort of, you know, that's what I felt anyway. So, you're right, yeah. Like, why?
Why do they? But you know, I watched that a few times, and I reckon that she was a dark friend anyway. If you watch the clip again, that when he kills her accidentally, she was coming at him with a fucking sword from behind.
Yeah, because she had both her arms up, didn't she? Because she got hit here.
Yeah, but she was, she was
coming. That was after she'd slayed, yeah, but,
He didn't realise. He turned around and axed her, but she was coming in to kill him from behind.
These sneaky women. You see that lady on the news that, like, cooked up all those mushies and then poisoned all her mates?
No.
What the hell? It's been the main headline of the news. Oh, maybe about a week ago now.
I don't watch the news.
We followed it like over about 3 days. Like more information come out. Oh, it was a good one.
Not good ones then.
So I'll try and condense it as much as I can. She was having a tea party with her friend. She's old, like 45 or whatever, and her mother and father-in-law were there, and another family member or something like that.
Yeah.
And she cooked them and like a meal with magic mushrooms in it, but they were the poisonous ones.
Oh, so she didn't know.
And then, the mother-in-law and the father-in-law died, and the other person's in like serious critical condition or whatever. And but it was a bit suspect. It's like, well, if you're cooking a meal, usually you partake in that meal. You don't just cook someone food and then not eat the food yourself. Like, why didn't she died, like,
yeah, she knew.
So it was like, it was a bit sus, you know, like.
Very sus.
Yeah. So they released her.
So was it psilocybin mushrooms, or were they just the wrong ones and they were poisonous mushrooms? They were just
They were what mushrooms?
Psilocybin, magic mushrooms, like psilocybin.
Oh, well, no, but so I presume they were just the poisonous mushrooms, but I think she presumed that they were magic mushrooms.
How dumb is this bitch?
Yeah, it came out a couple of days later that there was an incident previously as well where.
With her?
So it's like.
She's a modern offender.
Yeah, you've accidentally killed your mother and father-in-law.
Yeah. Jeez, where was this?
Don't know, like, I think it was Australia.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know where.
I've never heard about it.
Before. No. It was a good one to follow anyway, like all the boys on the bus having a discussion because the Triple J news comes on when we leave for work.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I listen to zero radio, dude. So I sometimes hear the workshop radio when I'm at the yard at work in the background. They're playing some fucking you know, some shit radio station, fucking Jimmy Barnes shit belting it out in background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my previous like job at another mine, it didn't work out where I could listen to the radio.
Yeah.
But this one's good. We got half hour drive commute there and back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's keeps
you in touch that little bit.
It is good. It's the main shows as well, like the early morning show, and then the other.
So how good was that Honest 100 like a version?
I loved it, man. So,
and I had no idea about it, obviously, because I don't listen to the radio, that was going on.
Yeah, they had it. So it was live on YouTube.
Mm.
And because it's like a version, all the clips are filmed. So it was you just watch the clips. It was the best, man. It was so good.
I've been replaying it a few, like I had it on today.
So have I, yeah.
Throw it on. Yeah. And skip through the ones you don't
want. Yeah, a couple in there that, like I thought, Meg Mac and her sister doing Broods, is it Bridges?
Yeah.
Would like that got 80s or something like that?
Yeah,
I thought that'd be closer.
Yeah.
Matt Corby, Fundamentals, Matt Corby brother, got like 10.
Yeah.
So 10 or 11. Yeah. I thought that might be like a main one. I knew DMAs would be close.
Yeah.
I didn't think Denzel Curry, Rage Against Machine would get so high though.
Yeah, it should be in there, but not that high.
Like it was number two. Yeah.
Because it was like a moment in time. It was cool at the time. It hasn't really held up. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was cool when they did it, when they did that cover. Yep. But it's not like amazing to listen back to. It's just good.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a classic like a version. You know, they didn't mix it up much. Like they did all the same
rhythms
and stuff like that. And then he did his own little rap.
Yeah.
You know, but that was all. That was different, really.
Yeah. There's a few in there that I'd forgotten about as well. You know, that were fucking cool to see again. That Illy Medley was fucking good.
Yeah, okay.
You don't like it?
Well, I've never liked it, man. It's out of tune. He's singing in the wrong key. There's another backup singer. There's another backup singer singing in the wrong key.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It just hurts my ears, man.
Fair enough. It's music, isn't it? Some people like it, something, some people don't. Yeah.
But I know it's not just me because I was explaining it to a few of the boys that were here. I was like, no, listen, man, it's not, because they say, it's Illy in the medley and that. I'm like, yeah, but it just sounds terrible, man.
I know exactly what you mean. Like,
and then they were like, tell me that? Like, now it's ruined it for me. I was like, sorry, fellas.
But I already know he's singing out of key. I actually never really liked Illy that much. He kind of annoys me. I just I just thought that song was fun. The mix-ins,
He does like this sing rap all the time.
Yeah, he does.
You know, are you rapping or are you singing, mate? Like, pick one.
Yeah.
He can't sing, so maybe you should stick to rap.
And as soon as he got a little bit of a name, he just went full hardcore hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, he started hanging out with all, like,
it was
pop stars and, like, trying to be cool, like, hung with the cool guys.
Yeah, it was hip-hop.
No, maybe he's just a really cool guy and just not very good fucking rapper.
He seems like an arrogant cunt too. You know, he's a lawyer.
Is he?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. He's fuck Illy. Next.
Next. Yeah, so he's probably not even rapping anymore. He's probably fucking throwing the book at some poor cunt.
I'm loving the new Nelly Furtado song, or featuring Nelly Furtado.
Well, I only heard that clip of it you text through while I was in the middle of Stressfield trying to get this fucking computer up and running again, so I haven't really
I thought it was Deantwood.
Deantwood. Yeah.
But now when I like downloaded it, now I was like, featuring Nelly Furtado, like, what is she, like 45 or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Moving my body like an info. You see 45-year-old Nelly Furtado just like creaking away.
It's creaking away.
Wait, the song pumps, but I really like it.
45's the new 35, brother.
Well, when did that, I'm like a bird.
Mm.
Like, I was in high school when that came out.
High school?
Yeah. You sure?
Nah.
Nah, you reckon?
I reckon, nah. I reckon 20 years ago. I wasn't listening to Triple J in high school.
No, that Like a Bird song wasn't on Triple J.
Wasn't it?
It's a pop song. It was on, like, Video Hits or whatever.
It was still one of those pop songs that, like, came through the Triple J channels.
I don't know about that, man. Not sure.
Ardo, where's the fuck's my phone? Where is my phone? I'm going to Google it. nearly.
On Triple J?
No, I'm just going to... I just want to know when it was. I reckon it was about 20 years ago. Nelly Furtado, not Band-Aid Face Nelly. Nelly Furtado. I'm like... I'm like a bird. When did that come out?
Stop telling me.
2000, brother. That was my fucking graduating year of high school.
So I was in year 11.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. 22 years ago, 23 years ago.
Okay.
There you go.
So, yeah, that came out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I'm thinking...
Years ago.
She was, you know, older than me then, obviously. She would have been in her early 20s or something. So, yeah, I'm thinking she's
45 or something.
She's 40-something.
Mm.
Yeah. But maybe she, you know, she's still got it.
40's not that old, bro.
It isn't. It's 5 years younger than 45.
Yeah, it is. I turned 40 in like 3 weeks, man.
Yeah, no, you're an old cunt, eh?
Are you going to come up?
Oh, yeah, 3 weeks notice. Cheers, bud.
Better than, what was it last time? 2 days? 3 days?
That's fine.
I don't know what I'm doing, man.
Yeah, we'll have a Zoom meeting party, just me and you. We'll have a few beers.
Yeah.
Watch a game.
Yeah, well, I won't be doing much because I'm not spending fuck all money. Because you know we're off at the end of the year, eh? We're hitting the road.
Yeah. So have you set a date yet?
Yeah. Well, work finishes on the 15th of December. I'll fucking be gone probably by the 16th.
And you told your boss?
Yeah. Told me boss a couple of months ago, so started.
How did that go down?
Out of July. Good, actually, man. He took it really well. Like, obviously, it's not great for them as a business, and they're doing all the shuffling and shit now to try and sort of fill that hole. That was why I gave him 6 months' notice so we could prep for it. But he said, you know, as a business, that sucks. But on a personal note, I think it's fucking great doing the right thing for you and for your family, and fucking have a ball. So that was good.
You would have walked out of that office, and he would have gone. Fuck.
Yeah. But they've run a business in Port Hedland for 20, 60 years or something, and that people coming and going is definitely more part of the parcel up here than it is anywhere else. So they built their business on a transient fucking workforce, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's replaceable.
And did you get the old, look, and, you know, if things don't work out, just give us a call and...
Yeah, man. Yeah, and I'm finishing the year strong as well, so I'll go with all my bridges fucking intact and everything like that. But
yeah,
no plans to return, bro.
Yeah,
no plans to.
It's a good fail safe anyway.
Yeah, well, you don't burn bridges in life just as a rule of thumb, really, do you? And
no, well, I haven't really burned any ever.
No, and for me, it was more of a. It's not even about work. It's just about a personal, like, way to conduct myself. You know, like fucking put a good chunk of time in here, finish strong and leave on a positive note. Don't be a fuck.
You got to have some morals.
Yeah, man.
Man's got to have some morals.
Exactly. And you know, when you've worked with people and they're on the way out and they clock off a couple of months before they leave or whatever it is.
Yeah, nah.
That's all you remember is that cunt just fucking dragging his ass.
Yeah.
Too much.
Can't do that on like fly out day or like fly in day.
You're still here, bro. Yeah.
I'm the opposite, man. I'm like, look, let's get into it and we'll just get this day fucked over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Otherwise, it just fucking takes forever.
Finish strong. Yeah, exactly, bro. Yeah. So that was good, man. Good to have that. Yeah, man. I don't know.
What else? Other goss I've got. So I bought a magic butter herbal infant.
You showed me some videos. How's it going? Have you consumed it?
I did one batch just as a tester. And haven't cooked with that. Haven't cooked with that butter that I made yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to grab some out of the fridge. Keep talking. I can still hear you.
Because I can't sort of partake in it, yeah, it's a bit tricky to try and test out all your stuff. You know what I mean?
Aren't you guys just on swabs like the fucking rest of the world?
Nah. So
what?
When they do blankets.
You were fucking Chinese Democratic fucking party or something.
Like, mine is... the worst, man. It's
BHP just do swabs, and they're the worst cunts in the world.
Well, because we're so replaceable these days, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just get any
Chinese Democratic Party. It's clearly the communist fucking Chinese party.
I wouldn't have had a clue either way.
It's the opposite, like communism's like the opposite of democracy.
I didn't know that. I'm not big on government stuff, eh?
Well, basic. Neither am I. That's basic. That's basic fucking politics. So, like, democracy is where you vote who fucking is going to be in charge. Communism is where there's a dictator at the top and he fucking... And he runs the show. And it's supposed to be equal across the board, like a socialist society. So we live in a capitalist society where you work hard, you get rewarded for that.
Yeah.
You're fucking right.
Unless you're a miner. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? If you
make, I do. 100%.
If you make more money, you rise to the top. You fucking, that's what happens. That's why we compete with each other. In a socialist society, everything's supposed to be even. So it doesn't matter if you're the best fucking doctor in the world, you get paid the same as the cunt who's fucking picking toenails off fucking.
Yeah, the garbo or.
So it's like, why the fuck would you work hard?
I've always wanted to do that job, man, when, like, just for a bit of extra cash. Yeah, like, pick the toenails off peasants.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Do it in China.
I don't think it wouldn't be too labour-intensive, really.
Plenty of peasants to pick. Yeah, no, they're manky. They're basically falling off by the time you see them anyway. It's kind of just to swipe it with a wet cloth, really. Yeah, so anyway, I fucked that up. So, no, go back to it. So you guys don't swab?
When they do a blanket, which they have to do every, you get like two or three a year.
Everyone gets hit.
Everyone at the same time, bang. And then they swab us. They swab that because it's real, it's easy. Yeah. A bang, done, through. Instead of everyone for the whole day hanging around like 150 blokes trying to fuck piss into a colour.
Expensive.
Swabs. If you have an incident underground, like you've crashed your truck or your bogger or you damaged your machine or you hurt yourself or something like that, then they'll make you piss in a cup.
And then what about the randoms?
I haven't had a random yet, so
that'd be a
don't know.
Surely that'd be
a I don't know, because randoms are less. Like, there's only, I think they got to do like five people a day on the whole of the site, office included.
So if you had an incident in the bogger and you'd had a fucking, you'd had some weed fucking a week ago and they made you do a piss test and you came back with metabolites in your urine or whatever, you'd be in the shit.
You wouldn't have a job. You're at the door. Zero
tolerance.
Tolerance.
That's weird though, because the rest of everything else is moving past that stance as far as what's in your piss.
Yeah.
It's more about what are you under the influence of. Especially with especially with medicinal marijuana on the fucking rise, they're gonna have to fucking marry the two things in eventually.
Mining has this, especially big mining companies, has this culture. What's it like? It's like sort of underlying grooming sort of thing. Like, they want you. They want your whole life. They want to know. They want to be in charge when you're on break, when you're at work. They want control, and that's just a way of doing it, man. Yeah,
I know, but it's one of the things I need to get away from being involved with BHP. I'm just like, dude, they're so much overreach.
Yeah, they constantly give us like merchandise and stuff, like shirts, so the company logos on it, and
break at the pub, walk around with your fucking company logo on your shirt and shit.
They just try.
Please tell me you don't do that.
Not at all. I've never, and I will never ever wear company logo.
I got a little bit scared for a second. No, I'm going to say yes and break my heart.
Some of the merch is really good. Like, we've got the Flex, nice hats with bloody Northern Star written across the top of it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what a waste. that's a really good hat. It's got fucking
walk around
loser written across the top of it.
No life. I live for work.
I don't like it at all.
Fuck, man.
So, back to what I was saying. So, I want to try some tinctures.
Oh, yeah.
You know what a tincture is?
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of a tincture.
Yeah, get them from, like, the old hedge witch down the road, living in
the village wisdom.
In a cave. Whatever. Mm. So, the way you make that is you infuse your herbs with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Ethanol.
Ethyl alcohol, ethanol.
Yeah, 100% alcohol,
yeah.
Which evaporates off.
That evaporates out, and then the herbs infuse to whatever is
the binding
left.
Agent,
it binds to the whatever's left out of the alcohol once it's all burnt off, and then leaves you with like a little, you know, you put it in a jar with like a dropper.
Yeah.
And like a drop is like a really potent drop sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you would use it for like, and you make a strawberry daiquiri or a cocktail or something, just put a drop in there, put a drop in there or something, or gummy, like the gummies, all the gummies and stuff are made
with a tincture.
With tinctures,
So I take that lion's mane, life cycle lion's mane mushroom every day, which is a tincture. That's a tincture. Drip, drip. Stick that in my soda water in the morning, which is like a nootropic. It's fucking for brain cognitive function and shit. I take that every day. I'd try some of your tinctures when I'm down, mate.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll definitely make a point of figuring out when you're on break and come past, stopping up for a couple of nights and saying good day. It'd be good.
Well, I've got to do a reassessment of these edibles and how long they stay in my system and whatnot. I've got to like do the old Dr. Carl, do a test and reassess it, because I was talking to a mate over the weekend. I
wonder if it's quicker when you eat it, because your liver.
No, so it's the THC is stored in the fat cells in your body, and the way that when you have edibles, it's obviously you make them with fats and oils.
Yeah.
So it's even like longer because it's already.
So it's longer.
Oh yeah. Well, I've always been led to believe it, and I'm pretty sure that was right.
But it does get processed in the liver though. So
I think it's the amount. So I was just always worried. That's why I just didn't really touch it. It was because I thought if I had like a cookie one, maybe like, you know, that'll be like 2 or 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
But apparently not, because this guy does edibles like every break.
Yeah, it has to build up.
Yeah.
Because I've smoked weed and passed piss tests within under a week because I wasn't smoking weed.
You know? It's the amount. It's not how stoned you are.
Mind you, I actually passed that first piss test I did to go down an underground when I first met you. I'd been smoking weed every single fucking day for 8 years, at least 10 years, maybe, and I passed that after 8 days piss test.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I give myself 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something, I think, because I just didn't know it was the first one ever.
Yeah, I don't know why I left it to the wire. I couldn't tell you why that happened now. I was obviously a different fucking man back then, but yeah, I passed after 8 days, bro. I was meant to go in after 7 days. I think I flooded the system with water for the first piss test and did a, like they said, nah, you need to come back and do it again. So I bought myself one extra day and then went back in and pissed clean.
Uh-huh.
Skinny cunt.
Yeah, that's what you were fit and skinny.
I
as
wasn't fit like then, that. But I was skinny, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think because when I did the experiments on myself and figured out, okay, this is your time limit you got here, I was super fit, super skinny. Yeah. My metabolism was like just burning red hot every day.
Yeah, metabolism. So, I've always had a fast metabolism. That makes a big difference.
Now, that dad bod's coming in a bit.
Is it? Bit of pot?
Yeah.
So I thought
I'd always be like super handsome and like really awesome looking because I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have kids, you get a dad bod anyway.
Life just wears on you.
Oh, it does. I think it's an age thing. It's got nothing to do with the fucking kids.
I've been fighting the dad bod fucking whole thing so hard, bro. It's like my
don't biggest. Fight it, man. Nah, you just got
to
own it.
Gives me a fucking reason to get up at 3:30 in the morning. I'm like,
because you need a fucking good reason to get up at 3:30. Fuck that.
Exactly, bro. I'm like, I'm gonna be the fittest I've ever been in my life by the time I hit 40, and I'm fucking right on cue.
Yeah, now I'm winding down now.
Bro, we're living longer, man. We're living longer. You got to be healthier in your 40s than our dads were, because we're going to fucking live to 100 probably.
Well, it won't be that bad, I guess, really, because we'll have like bionic hips and, by then.
Hopefully. Our stem cells, bro. It'll be stem cells. We'll be getting shit fixed with stem cells, man. Just have a few shots and fucking fix the problem.
Stem me up.
Stem me up.
Prop me back up.
Isn't it funny, though, like as far as like medical science and like what we can do with operations and fucking fake replacement hips and heart surgery and brain surgery and all that fucking bullshit now, and humans, the more unhealthier the most unhealthy they've ever been throughout recordable history right now.
Yeah.
And people refuse to link it with what we eat. They're like, nah, 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 it's not our food. It's got to be something else. You're like, pretty sure it's the food, man.
Yeah, humans are really good at lying to themselves as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, it's one of our best things that we do. Like,
all this medicine, all these fucking technological advances, we've fixed this, fixed that, diagnose that, and you look at what we've increased eating over the last 70 years, and we're fucking health just going downhill, and they're like, nah, we're in the right direction, keep pushing forwards. What you want is fucking fake meat and fucking processed sugars and fucking heaps of fucking seed oils. That's what's good for you. It's working well.
I love my Maccas. Fucking just give me a lap band, cunt.
Yeah, you got skinny man's disease, bro. Skinny man's disease where you never put weight on, so you never had to watch what you eat.
No.
Yeah, it's a thing. You've also had energy too. You never had fucking, you were never a lethargic person.
No, I do generally have a pep in my step.
Yeah. So you never really had to worry about looking after yourself. So.
No, I didn't. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I was skinny, but I started feeling like shit. I was like, oh man, well, I'm always fucking tired and exhausted. And that's why I started getting really involved in what I eat.
See, I sleep like a boss as well.
Mm.
So that's good for you. Proper sleep. Yeah.
But you're still aging. You're still aging at the same rate as me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I went that last night.
You do go harder than I do, though.
Yeah, I still got it. I'm still on the dance floor last night.
What were you measuring your steps with? I saw your Facebook or whatever it was post. Oh, is that a smartwatch?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't measure deliberately. I just flicked across the screen. It came up on my phone this morning.
Spike in your...
With big sun. I was like, what? That can't be right. And I was like, sat around most of the day just chilling out before I went out, so there would have been fuck all steps going on there. I didn't go anywhere, so it's just walking around my house.
Yeah.
And then went out at one or two, all the way through till 11:30.
Yeah.
Just dancing, because there was quite a big crowd there, like the crew, the party was good, you know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, just see, so just walking around and, it's like.
Went out one or two, on Friday, Arvo?
Friday was a boys' work. We just had a bit of a get-together, the boys.
You called me. I saw you at the pub with your work hat on and shit. And your fucking...
Yeah.
Your promo gear on. Yeah.
Yeah. And then last night was a friend Courtney's 21st birthday.
Oh,
so
Yeah, okay. I remember now.
I've known her since she was a pup, so I just sort of had to represent. So
she go, man.
Good. Really good. It was that... awesome night. It was super wicked. Yeah. A lot of love.
Yeah, bro. Fucking.
It was wicked.
That's, you know, and you know, obviously she, don't need to go into it, but she lost her mum, you know, fucking, what was that, last year now?
Not even a year ago, I don't think.
Last year. Yeah. Fucking super close, man. So that's bloody horrible. How's her little sister going?
They're doing really well. Like, they are, like, all the guys, like Tina, myself, her brothers, there's a heap of us, man, that just, we all stepped up as you would, obviously, to try and make that transition as easy as possible for them.
Yeah.
And like, we all have put, you know, done our duty.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do that until Chloe turns 21. Courtney's 21 now. Don't have to worry about her. She can look after herself.
Yeah. How old's Chloe?
16 or 17. I think she might be 17.
Young to lose your mum, eh? And they were,
but they're strong, man. Yeah. And they've got good support.
Yeah, Courtney's got a good head on her shoulders, man. Like, I always really liked her. She was a fucking good chick.
Both got boyfriends now and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super nice guys, really good guys.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah, yeah. Because we, like, you know, give them the third, like, you know, suss them out.
Does she still train at all, Courtney?
I don't think so. Right. She's gone. You know, she went through that MMA or whatever it was, sort of phase, and that look. Yeah. And whenever I see her now, she's always like, she's a lady. Dressed up real nice. And
bro, I did some drilling with her, because we trained at the same gym for a little while. Some drilling with her, and she clocked me with a fucking right hand like a fucking man throw. She would have been 17 or something, 16 maybe. She clocked me with a right hand. I was like, holy fuck, man. You don't want to be another girl her age actually getting into a fucking altercation with her, or even a boy her age getting an altercation with her. She's a tough chick, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't
come across.
Not like, come across in her character.
She doesn't walk around with that chip on her shoulder at all. But she was good, like it's a sport, right? She was good at that sport. She was fucking good at Muay Thai. And she just had the build for it as well. She was,
super good day. I enjoyed myself. And then, pull the pin at 11:30. Mm. It's my new thing. I'm a no man now.
What's no man? Oh, okay, instead of a yes man.
Yeah, instead of yes man. I've been a yes man for two.
You're saying yes to life, brother. You're saying yes to tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, you just got to flip it. That's what I do. When I go to bed early, I'm not saying no to, it's not that I'm saying no to now, it's that I'm saying yes to tomorrow. I want to get up tomorrow and not be a piece of shit. I want to get up tomorrow and go, yeah, I'm alright.
Yeah, okay, but but you have to say no to do that. You have to say no to get the yes.
Yeah, but if you say yes to the night, then you're saying no to tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm not saying yes anymore. I'm saying no.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's
more you know, other circumstances when people, especially like work, I try to take advantage of you. And, you know, I'm always like, yeah, mate, I'll do that. No worries. Oh, I'll do this. Or
across the board, you know.
I don't think about things through enough to, like, you know, I'll be doing something for someone or whatever, and I'm just going, hang on, what? I've really fucked. I've just stitched myself up here by saying yes. I put my hand out for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm learning to say no, because these big companies, they don't do your favors back. You're a number. But the way that they try and make you do the extra is, you know, by
pat on the back, rub the shoulders.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
You're a valued member of the team.
Yeah.
And while you're doing the things we want you to do.
So, and yeah, with that, like, social scene as well, I was like, always had big FOMO. So I was always the last one at the party or whatever, you know, I didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a little bit wiser and done some cool shit,
definitely
that FOMO is gone. Like, I know what's going on. Like, these guys aren't doing fuck all in the next 3 hours now. Well,
no. Because, you know, obviously, fucking since you've known me, I've been on the downspin of my fucking party days. But I was a massive FOMO as a young guy, like massive. Had to be involved in everything. Had to take every drug that everyone else was taking. Fucking had to be there, the last one there. Fucking just didn't want to miss out on a second of it, right?
Yep.
But it clicked for me, maybe because I was hanging out with the losers. It fucking made it happen a bit quicker for me. But it clicked for me one time. I remember doing this, like, oh, I'm just fucking knackered, going to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something at my house, table full of fucking boys out there fucking ranting, raving, carrying on, you know, drinking piss, listening to music, all this shit. I'm fucked. I went to bed. I got up at like 6 in the morning. I walk out and they're all still sitting there, looked pathetic. They were like all fucked.
Yeah.
Still talking shit. And like, I heard what they were talking about. I'm like, you were talking about that 5 hours ago, man. And we talked about it last weekend and the weekend and the weekend before. I've missed nothing. I've been asleep for 4 hours and I've missed nothing, and I don't feel like fucking dog shit. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing that anymore. It's not like I never did it again, but I made a concerted effort to like look around, analyze the situation, go, I've milked what I can out of this evening. It's not going to get better from here. I'm fucking out.
You got lucky. You had an early revelation.
I did. I had an early revelation, bro. I'm like, I've milked what I can out of this situation. It's nothing good happens after 3 a.m. in the morning, and then you can peel that back as far as you want. Like, maybe nothing good happens after 11:30 a.m. Maybe it does, but is it worth it? I don't know, man. I don't know. So, fuck that. I'm not hanging out. Fucking, I'm always thinking about the next day. It's actually probably too much, but I'm always thinking about.
Also, you know, I'm trying this. That's what I'm going for now as well. I'm going to have a crack at it, being a no man.
Yeah.
So before I, like, when I go to say yes for any sorts of things, I try and, like, not do that and just have a think first. Just a couple of seconds.
Did you read that?
No, I just got sick of people taking advantage.
There's a thing where they talk about how to transition into that mind frame where they go, for people like you and me who are automatically want to say yes, they go, before you say yes, even if you have to say it, or you don't have to say it, but in your head, say no first, and then actually stop and think about the flip side of the coin. So if someone goes, can you do this for me? You go, nah. And then you think about it and go, oh, actually, this fucking cunt's helped me out, and I fucking got a bit of extra time, and I can I can do that. And you go, actually, mate, I can do that for you. Because once you go, yeah, sure, then you're like, oh, actually, no, I can't, because I fucking got that other commitment. And then you've got to fucking disappoint someone. So you're better off to just go, nah, not keen, nah, sorry, can't.
And then you're dead right.
Think about it, and later, and you go, actually, I can make it to that fucking party this Saturday night. I've got fuck all going on. Yeah, I will come around to your party, man. You're better off saying no first, eh?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. In a work situation as well, I'm taking it to like another step where I'll be, yeah, okay, but what can you do for me? Mm. You know, if I'm going to go out of my way and do this for you, what are you going to do for me? That's fair. Yeah. Whereas before, I'd just be like, yeah, no worries, mate, I'll do that.
Yeah, and then they fucking hand out, grab what they need, and they're off to the next one.
Yeah.
And people don't even realise they're doing that. It's just natural human behaviour. As long as you're getting away with it, you'll just continue to do that shit.
Yes. Yep. That's not right. Yeah, that's not, but it's still not right.
No, it's not.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, maybe because I live with a fucking woman for so long now, there's never any, you never get anything for free. So I'm used to that game. Everything's a fucking trade off.
Yeah. Yes. Especially with your woman.
I know. They're all fucking trade offs, man.
But, you know, trade-off, that's fair.
Yeah, well, that's life, isn't it? You know? As long as it is a fair trade-off, that's the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, 40 in a few weeks for me, nothing. They've opened up the pub back down the road from us, the Heady, which is like a big outdoor beer garden overlooking the ocean and shit. They've been building it for like a year. Everyone's been frothing for it to open. Finally open. It's really nice. It doesn't feel like you're in Port Hedland when you're there, which is good. These people actually own the Cottesloe Hotel, the Quokka's Arms over
there. Yeah.
The Mangroves up in Broome. Like, they own a bunch of hotels around the state. And they know what they're doing. Which is, we haven't got anything like that in town, so it's nice. So I'll probably go down there for dinner and a fucking few drinks. Reserve a couple of tables and go down there. There's nothing to do afterwards, though. It'd be nice if there was some little, like, tapas bar or something, you know? Like some little...
Tapas bar. Yeah,
like some little...
You are turning 40.
Some little bespoke fucking establishment. The reason I use that word bespoke is because I fucking hate that word. Have you ever heard people use that?
I don't think I ever have, but I think I've seen it in, like, literature, like, in text a lot.
Yeah. People write it, like, about their establishment or about their craft or whatever. Very bespoke.
I can't actually put it into any context.
What wankers say. It's a wanker term. It means sort of like boutique, sort of like a personalized, small kind of, boutique experience or...
Bespoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
people have it. There's people who have it in their company name, like bespoke fucking cardigans or whatever. It's just a wanker's term, man. If I hear the word bespoke, I'm out. I'm just fucking out.
Yeah. I gotta, BE spoke.
Yeah. Let's see how close I was to my, I already have never Googled the definition I've just heard.
Yeah, you're sort of right. So it's made to individual order or it's custom made. It's a British word.
Mm. So it's actually quite specific. It's not quite as broad as I was saying. It's actually, say it again.
Made to individual order, custom made, a bespoke jacket, making or selling such clothes. So you would be like, what's the English
bespoke surname? Shoes.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Say fucking
Williams bespoke leather shoes.
Oh, wanker.
Yeah.
Wanker.
You think with the like the name first, you know it's not a franchise. Yeah. So that it's like
bespoke leather shoes. Just say custom.
Yeah, custom.
Fuck, we all know what that means. Yeah. Especially if an American uses it. Maybe
go in there and have a crack. Fucking dust cunt.
Yeah.
Are you selling Nikes, mate? Or can you whip us up a pair of fucking tailored shoes, cunt?
Yeah. I'm after some Nikes. I want some bespoke sneakers.
Yeah, I want your bespoke. Are you bespoke?
You get a bespoke pizza.
Yeah.
Go in and ask for the toppings you want.
Yeah, right.
Bespoke pizzas here. I might ask that the next time I'm down at
You'll get nothing from Domino's. There'll be some 15-year-old going.
Don't you make them online? Don't you go and put your own toppings on there and shit?
Ah, oh, fuck that, man. I just want to get.
Right? You can do that, can't you?
I'm sure you can. It's
so Domino's do bespoke pizzas.
Well, I guess so. Tailored pizzas.
Yeah. Fucking bespoke. Yeah.
Still shit. Doesn't matter the fucking what you put on Domino's pizza. It's going to taste like shit.
Yeah. Like dog's assholes. Yeah. I mean, what I assume a dog's asshole tastes like anyway, I suppose. Never tried one.
They're always licking them. They're probably pretty clean.
Which maybe they do. Well, they eat Domino's pizzas if you give them those too, so maybe it is very similar.
True, it is true. Yeah. Yeah. They snap, like dogs can snap off a shit way better than a human can.
Bro. Dude, what the fuck, man?
Tell me.
Well, I've got a whole thing about that. It's like, we're supposed to be so far up the evolutionary fucking chain from fucking dogs, but you like you said, you see them snap off a shit mid-walk and just go on about their day like nothing's fucking happened. We're sitting there for fucking 10 minutes wiping it with a fucking piece of paper in our hands. Like, that's the best way to deal with the situation.
Yeah. Loose assholes, man, compared to the rest of the animal kingdom.
It's true. Loose assholes and poor ingenuity when it comes to wiping our asses, man. We're talking about 3D printers and fucking Elon Musk sending fucking people to Mars and shit. And we're still wiping our assholes with...
You can fucking laser wash your fucking car.
I know. Why are we touching our assholes to clean them?
Yeah. And rubbing it... With
the hand that we eat with. And if you got shit smeared on your cheek, right, in some unfortunate event, would you grab a piece of paper, wipe it off, and just go about your day?
No, not at all.
You'd be having a shower. No. You'd use soap. You'd be scrubbed. But you wipe your asshole with a piece of paper. Sometimes it's like there's a Sharpie stuck in there. You wipe them for 15 minutes trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, that was a bad break.
Is that an actual poo left in there? Because this is beyond wiping now.
I know. Well, I went through a stage, man, where obviously something's going on in your guts. Yeah. And it was like I couldn't snap any off, man. It was like I just always had a continuous... bowel of poo, a big thread of poo, a big rope.
You were just doing your allotted portion of poo for that setting. You weren't actually finishing the shit.
Yeah, so I couldn't, I was like, there was no end to my wipe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You could just call it. Eventually you just got to call it.
Because I was just always forever prairie dogging, man. It's just.
How did you deal with it? Did you fold up a piece of napkin and leave it in your fucking undies so you didn't get.
It would have been a diet thing. It would have been going through one of the sugar stages and eating packets a lot or something would have been going on. But yeah, I remember that. I was just wow, I'm do I have to go to the doctor for this? This goes on for too long. I'm going to have to.
And then you can't just dog.
Can't just be using two rolls of toilet paper every time I have a fucking shit.
But it's also the sphincter itself, because the dog snaps off a runny one. Doesn't matter. He still snaps it off and gets on with his life.
Yeah, but you see him go around the corner and they have a cheeky fucking wipe,
on the grass, dragging.
Yeah. Hang on, there's something hanging. There's some crust there.
Isn't that worms when they're doing?
No, I like to think that if I was a dog and I was a quite, a hygienic, gentlemanly dog, I'd just go for it, just a quick rub anyway.
Yeah, just to make sure. Mm. Yeah, you don't want to sit on someone's carpet or something and then whoops, figure out that.
But you're right. A bit left. We do need to do something about that. So the game changer for me was obviously the
wet wipes,
toilet wipes. Now, as soon as I found out about that, the moment I knew, I instantly went and got some.
Well, you were with me when I found out about that.
Was it you?
Damn near 10 years ago, bro. 10 years and 3 weeks.
Oh, was that
fucking Las Vegas?
Were they the just wet wipes or were they the toilet wet wipes?
Just wet wipes, but I didn't find out about it because my first ever hemorrhoid in my life on my 30th birthday and then went on a 21-hour flight to fucking Las Vegas to fucking drink piss and eat fucking terrible food for the next fucking 2 weeks.
That's right. I do remember you had your hemorrhoids now.
I went to the hospital, bro. I was in fucking agony until we got every morning I was in agony until we got into the third or fourth beer. Buy a fucking blow up donut pillow for the plane.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, your hemorrhoids really fucked you up, those little cunts.
Bro, I had a heartbeat. It was an issue.
Wow.
Literally woke up on my 30th birthday with fucking hemorrhoid. I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. This is getting old.
You've been You've been doing two big poos. Maybe that was your problem.
I don't know what it was. Did have
just stretching that fucking ring hole out and just pushing all these.
We did have Mindaloo that night, bro. Remember? I don't know if you remember that. We had curry at the Mindari the night before we flew out, or it might have been a day in between. We had a big piss up for my birthday at the brewery, and then we went back to Mindari and hired a room there and got curry for dinner. And Rosie and Rafe were there, and Rosie's like stirring up the Indian guys going, oh, we want hot Vindaloo. We love it really hot and shit. It's like, don't say that. And then me and Rosie got into a curry off, eating the Vindaloo that he cooked to stitch up white people. It stitched me up.
Yeah, you got stitched.
Big time.
What about Rosie?
I don't know. I didn't call her up to ask her if she had a hemorrhoid. No, I just dealt with my own situation. Yeah.
So is it the food? I thought you got hemorrhoids because you're pushing too hard, and it pushes out that fold of skin that holds your asshole together or something.
Don't know,
pretty sure it is.
Don't know. Maybe it was just, but it was inflamed. It's an inflamed bit of fucking tissue. There was definitely some inflammation going around that chili. Who knows? Righto. It was rough.
So humans' weakest assholes. What were our ancestors doing? Like putting stone butt plugs up there and just ruining it for the.
But in our defense, we do have, you know, we do want to talk about how we're better than dogs in connection to our assholes. Keep the thing.
I've known way better dogs than humans.
But I mean more sophisticated than, more advanced than. Keeping the theme parallel, dogs, humans, who's better based on asshole antics. We would, if it wasn't for our ingenuity and our technological advances and things like worming tablets, we would revert back to being animals quick smart. Have you ever had fucking worms, bro?
No, man.
You've never had an itchy arsehole? Humans get worms all the time, by the way.
You were right, but maybe it was like back in the day.
Yeah, kids get them. And when you get kids again, you start getting them again. And when your wife works in Aboriginal communities, it's a thing. You just fucking worm the family every 3 or 4 months. But if you've ever had a fucking itchy asshole, bro, it is like...
I've never had worms, and no one in my family has ever had worms.
You guys are superhumans. There's a reason there's a whole fucking market behind selling fucking worming tablets and shit. It's a normal thing. If you don't have fucking tablets and kill those things quickly, you revert to an animal and very quickly as far as how itchy...
Just be scratching your ass and dragging your ass along.
Exactly. You would pants down and drag your ass across the grass in a heartbeat if it fucking got that bad. So, you know, we have advanced a little bit from animals.
I think that's terrible. Like, so, because I don't know any stories about anyone that I know that's ever had worms or their kids.
I'm not the only fuckwit that talks about it on a podcast.
It sounds like fucking something that we should have got past that, man.
You've never seen a kid just scratch their ass. Someone just, pick their ass and shit like that. People have worms, bro. And then they go and get a fucking...
There are a lot of more reasons why people scratch their ass.
Yeah, one of them is worms. And there's worming tablets that you fucking buy in a supermarket. They're right next to the fucking Panadols and shit. Yeah, kids get them because they get dirt under their fingernails from playing outside and shit, and then they wipe their asses. Worms. You get worms all the time. You get them off animals. You get them fucking, people get worms, bro. Yeah, I think
not my people.
I think God gives us, because you're an atheist. I think God gives us worms to humble us, just so we don't get too fucking far ahead of ourselves. I think just so every now and then you remember that. Yeah, I got worms, just like a dog. Not that good.
I can tell you, that's not what's happening. You just like subs going on, and you're getting worms because of something.
Yeah, no shit.
What do you do? Do you pick your dog poo up with like your hands, or do you just shuffle with my mouth?
I squat down, pick it up with my asshole. I shuffle to the bin and drop it in. How do you do it, man?
Put a finger in there and like
with my hand, man. I figure my asshole's already been there. Yeah. That's the best thing to pick dog shit up with.
Yeah. Sit in the garden with your legs behind you.
Hang on, I need to open the door in here, man. I'm gonna fucking die.
Meat hanging there, like. Give me a second, I'm gonna open the door. Hang on. Come on, Eddie Edworm. What? I don't know what happened just then.
Oh, fire out! Need a bit of breeze in here, man. It's getting hot. So. Did you ever watch that Plutonic show I fucking trying to get you onto?
I did. Yeah.
Didn't like it.
It was good for an easy watch, but I think I wanted more. I wanted more
depth.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not. So I love my comedies, but I think I just like a one-off, like a movie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the comedy series, you're invested. You know, you've got to watch the next one and the next one. And I can't do too much comedy.
What about that Ted Lasso? Did you check that one out?
I did as well, and
didn't get you.
Yeah, but I can't fairly say that I gave it a good crack.
Because I would say that has a fair bit more depth. It's got a good cast and multiple storylines going on, but comedy as well. But yeah, fair enough. Not for everyone, I guess. I just liked the mixture of American and English humor. I thought they did that really well, and it was like a lot of American humor with Jason Sudeikis and that. But had the English style comedy. Obviously, it's set in England, and you know, in like English comedies, everyone's funny. Whereas American comedies, it's like the main two characters or something, and then everyone
else
are super background characters. They do
they're
one-liners and shit. But English, everyone's funny. All the characters are really good characters. So the Hulk is fucking good.
Yeah, I know what you're saying now, yep. Like the English, Office. Like The Office. Yeah. And
It's definitely a deeper fucking cast. So that's what I enjoyed about it. It's good.
I got nothing. I did have a few little things to talk about, but I've pretty much gone through them. But yeah,
what about the
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No. I'm always into like whenever the new kids shows come out, I always watch them with the kids. There's new fucking whatever it is coming out. Fucking the live version of Aladdin or whatever. Like I'm always fucking down for those and shit. The new Spider-Man's and all that sort of stuff. But I've got to be honest, I haven't watched the new Little Mermaid one. I'm not into the girls' ones. But there's a new live-action Little Mermaid one now, right? But it's a strange concept, Little Mermaid, when you revisit it.
Okay.
Interspecial relationships.
So I'm trying to remember the Little Mermaid. All I've got is like a mermaid.
Mm.
That's what I've got. She had with a human. Triton.
And gives up her leg, her tail becomes a human to fall.
It's coming back now.
So she's a spoiled little rich girl and daddy's too strict. So she like falls in love. It's like a rich girl falling in love with a horse.
Yeah.
It's a special relationship, man.
Yeah, but like.
Glorified.
She needs legs before. Like she wants the D. And he wants a bit of pussy. He doesn't want any fishy pussy.
So why is he even interested in her?
Because there might be hope. Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck.
She's got a good top half.
There's got to be some sort of wizard around here that could whip me up a pair of legs. Yeah. So maybe he just was in it for like the long game.
That was the other unrealistic thing about it. She loses her voice because she trades off with the evil Ursula, the octopus lady. Who takes her because she sings really nice? Ursula takes her voice
that's right.
To give her legs, and she's got to make the guy fall for her in a certain amount of time.
Oh, but she doesn't have the voice. That's right.
And he's
right.
Not falling for her. I'm like, well, that's not realistic. He finds a beautiful girl who's hanging around, hot, wants him, doesn't talk, and he's not
at all
in love with her.
Yeah, he's got probably he's fucking woke. What is woke. It? Yoke. He's a vegan. He must be a vegan or something.
Soy boy.
Yeah, something's wrong with him.
Bro, she's hot and she's not going to nag your fucking ear off. Fucking go for it. She's hanging around.
Yeah.
Nah, he just doesn't get it. Doesn't go for it. So that's
plus, she's a swimmer and that's like the best sport to keep that body in
what
shape.
They did with the new one, man, because of the woke culture, they made her black. Ariel's black.
Everyone knows that mermaids aren't black, man.
They'll fucking get vitamin
Even
D
African mermaids aren't.
See.
Because
there's not enough sunlight and shit.
Jeez, that's a cock up right there.
And it's like, but what pissed me off was that Ariel's already a character, right? She's already, there's already a character, a mermaid.
A white.
Ariel. She's white with red
who's
hair.
Who's white, yeah.
Why are we changing her?
I know. Clearly, it's like black Jesus.
Well, Jesus was definitely black. But. Just to pander to one certain group. Look at the face you're looking at me with.
Because I agree with you. Jesus probably was black.
Yeah.
But it's not how we came in history through that.
It's the opposite way. Yeah. It's like opposite of wokeism. They made him white to make it like to pander to the fucking group of the time.
You tell any white Christian or Catholic that Jesus was black, but no way.
I tell some fucking dude from the south that Jesus was black, they'd fucking come at me with their guns and shit.
Yeah. Like he wasn't like African. He's a Muslim black.
Yeah.
Israeli. Yeah. He was mocha.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not dusty.
Didn't have
dusty.
Blue eyes. He was dusty. Didn't have blue eyes, for sure.
Yeah,
man. So, I don't know. They had to make her black, which was just, come on. Just, why? She's already exists. There's heaps of... And I understand if you wanted them to have, like, you know, some black role models and stuff for the girls, but there's heaps of them now. There's Moana. Moana's a gangster. There's Mulan. They did Mulan recently, the live version. She was gangster. There's heaps of them now.
Yeah.
Leave her. Ariel's white with red hair. Fuck's sake. Nah, you got nothing?
No. I think you've said it all. I'm dumbfounded. Yeah. I'm disgusted with Disney and their
wokeism.
Their wokeism. Yeah. Their acceptance to all the races.
They've gone, well, not that, just they're pushing it. You've got to push it, you know? They've got to push it in your face. Yeah.
Maybe they did some sort of, like, survey and they just found out, like, 90% of the people that watch The Little Mermaid are black. And they're like, hang on, here we go.
They're just pandering to that fucking, that left side of the discussion. Yeah. How long ago?
Haven't seen it, but I heard... The new Puss in Boots.
Yeah, it's good.
But apparently, I was talking to my movie guy at work, and he's like, gets right into it. Apparently, there's like real underlying themes of like reincarnation or something like that, and it's a real spiritual like things. Like actually, it's quite a deep message for the adults. You know how they make all these Pixar and that, and they do it for adults, but there's like little things in it for the adults that are quite funny.
So what happens is Puss is down to his last life. He's squandered all his lives just being a fuckwit. Like they show you how he died a lot of the times. He got killed in a gambling, you know, like violent gambling incident where he was, you know, being dodgy. He fucking a bunch of stupid shit. He died doing stupid shit, right? 8 times, and he's got one life left.
Yeah.
And death comes for him, meets him at the bar, and he goes to fight death, and his skills aren't polished, he's not up to scratch, and death, like, scares the shit out of him, and he gets scared for the first time in his life and runs away, and, like, he's not Puss in Boots anymore.
Oh, okay, right.
Shadow of himself. And then has to, like, work his way back into gaining his confidence back and then accepting himself, and they find this friend who's, like, accepts him for who he is and shit like that, and then he has to, gain his confidence back and accept who he is, and then live his one life, you know, not live his life like he's fucking, and not try and be a hero all the time, just be himself. Deeper themes there, but they're always
That sort of sounded similar. It was a few months ago now we had this conversation, but it just reminded me when we're talking about these kids flicks.
They're good, man, especially Pixar. Pixar are gangster, like how they do it, man.
Pixar are. Fucking gangster, man.
Just sit there and watch.
How good are Pixar?
With the kids, and the kids enjoy it just as much as the adults. Yeah.
They were game changers, man.
Yeah. Remember when they used to make similar movies? They'd do like a one for one. So, like a Bug's Life and Ants.
Yeah.
They'd come out within like a year of each other. They'd do like a similar sort of type of movie.
Yep.
That happened for a while.
Yeah. I think because.
It's gone their own way nowadays.
Yeah. Well, they've got more. I think what that is they can, what they've, like the software and all that they created to, like, say, do Ants.
Yeah.
And it's worked. They can quickly punch out another film straight away using all those same sorts of.
I mean, Disney and Pixar would do a similar movie. Two opposite. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, why would you do that? That's risky. You think that's risky, eh?
Or that theme becomes big, and then the next guy coattails on it. Hey, we got a movie about bugs too.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't have been about someone wanting to create that and doing it. It would have been like a corporate decision or something like that. You know, they would have got their head advertising and
those Pixar sorts of people in. Bugs. We did a movie about bugs.
Yeah. The stats show that if we punch out a movie about bugs within the next 6 months, we'll get this much revenue and all this and that. Look. Whatever Pixar did, we'll try and copy it. We'll just do what they did with our own computers.
Yeah, do it better. Yeah. But it's not just the computers, bro, because I'm like, I can tell from the previews when there's like a new like animation movie come out, go through Apple, like Apple TV and whatever, and look at the previews for new movies, and I look at it. Who made it? All right, don't know who made that. It's not Illumination. It's not Pixar. It's not Disney. Look at the voice actors. Don't know any of the actors. Look at the preview, and the graphics are brilliant, like flawless. Yep. They look amazing. And the story writing is, like the script writing is fucking terrible. And the voices are so, like, not even C grade, they're like F grade fucking voices. Yep. And the way, and I just hear it straight away, go, this is a B grade film, we're not watching this one. And the kids know too, they'll watch a trailer now and like, Shady, look at me and go, Dad, this is B grade. This is crap. Yeah, you can tell, man. There's no good story, right? It looks good, and you can just hear it, and you're like... Because sometimes I'll hear and watch one on Netflix or something, and hear it from the other room. I'm like, what is this crap? Walk in there, some C-grade... not being racist, but it's normally where they come from. It's normally some Chinese production. And they just put them out. They got all the skill to make it look good. They don't have the story writing, and they don't have the voice actors and shit like that. You need story writing and good voice actors, man.
But I'm the same. I'll shut that down straight away. It'll take me 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like that.
You seen The Secret Life of Pets?
Why the fuck would you think I've seen something like that?
Because we're just talking about these shows.
Oh, is it a kid's?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought it sounded like... It wasn't like
the Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
No, something like that.
I don't know if it's Pixar or Illumination or one of them, but it's called The Secret Life of Pets, and it's like these in New York City, and when the humans go to work, all the animals in the apartment blocks and down the park and shit all fucking have a full life.
Oh yeah, have a secret life.
It's about that, and then fucking shit goes down. But it's like Kevin Hart and fucking I can't remember who does the voice. If it might be fucking, Louis C.K. Fucking like, there's all these great actors, voices and shit. They're fucking awesome, mate. It's great. There's number one and two.
I love them, and I've seen the big ones over the years, but. It's hard to watch them, those sorts of ones, by yourself.
They're
a fan. I enjoy them when I'm with. Yeah.
I don't watch them on my own.
On my own, it's like I'm watching cartoons like when I was little or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So it's weird. No, yeah.
100% understand because I won't put that on when the kids are in bed.
Yeah, no, you're not going to put that on. Yeah.
I watch adult movies. I watched The Godfather last night.
Yeah, I did all the Godfather series 8 months ago or something. Yeah.
I need to refinish it because I fell asleep and woke up again. And I fell asleep and woke up and, like, Michael was the Don. I was like, what the fuck? That happened quick. Like, the transition was too quick. But they hold up, hey? They're still really good.
Yeah. They are classic.
But not just classic. Yep. They're good.
Yeah, classic. Yeah. So they were good. They are good. And then they got old because of time.
Yeah.
So it made them classic, which means good old ones.
Okay.
Yeah. I reckon. It's not a classic if it's just an old film that's shit. It's just an old shitty film.
Some old films were good, but they didn't hold up. But they're still classics, but you can't really watch them now. You're like, oh, it's a good film, but it doesn't quite
hold up. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't mean they were shit. It just means that they didn't age as well. But the story writing and everything, like, it's fucking really good in that. Obviously, the actors are great.
Yeah. Well, nothing really. It was hard hitting. Hard hitting back then.
Yeah, the best one. It was an R, bro. I was like, this is fucking R. This is fucking. I'd watch my kids. I'd let my kids watch this nearly. But
yeah.
What's the best one?
I like the original
number one,
The Godfather.
Okay, I might gonna do. I might do two tonight. I might just do all three of them.
It gets a bit hard. No, as in like
hard to watch.
Some of them don't stand up, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So number one's the best.
I think. Yeah. It's a long. It's a saga as well, man. Like it's not much.
I generally watch
change happens from movie to movie sort of thing. It's a very slow progression of
development and shit.
No.
I generally watch movies like over two or three nights anyway. It's very rarely I sit down and watch a whole movie now. I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
I do sometimes. If it's a good new, like a new movie or something, sometimes I will, but quite often I'll do them in like hour chunks.
I love talking movies, but when I'm not prepared, I'm not. Like, because right now I'm like, there's so many that I could just be spitting out right now that would be good, like, segues
not on the tip of your tongue.
It's not. And I'm not going to start delving into my Netflix Prime list.
Dude, we've been here.
Next time I'll
been here for
I'll
over
come
an
prepared.
Hour anyway, man. So I should probably look at fucking wrapping it up for now so it's digestible.
Yeah.
Because you and I could talk for another hour and a half, but fucking whether or not.
Yeah, but no one wants to fucking listen to that shit.
Yeah. So, I fucked it up. Took an hour longer to get it started than it should have been, but we've covered a bit of ground, mate.
I kept warm. It was nice. You lit a fire.
I know. I'm sweating for that fire, so I got hot, bro.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, man, I'll be keen to do another one before the end of the year anyway with you, mate, and then I'll be down at the end of the year. We'll catch up in the flesh. I'll be a different man. You watch, mate. I'll be a different man with a fucking weight off my shoulders when you actually see me in the flesh.
That's great.
I'll be old. Yeah.
I thought you were a pretty good man anyway, but if you're going to be an even better one, well, fucking look out.
Well, I'll be able to fucking be present in the moment without having my mind split in fucking too many different places.
We'll see.
Well, my life's going to be pretty small. My life.
I'll be the judge of that.
My life will be pretty small. It'll be the four of us, me, my wife, and the kids, a car and a van. That'll be my life. So,
yeah.
I'm assuming I'll be able to focus in a little bit more than.
Yeah. You would assume, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. This is great. I still don't like this. You've got a couple of months to prep up a screen.
You don't like the background?
No, I don't like this thing. I like.
What do you want? Just you normal, know? Normal background.
No, I've got heaps of awesome backgrounds that like I set up for one.
If I don't do this, it's like your face on the screen and then my face in a box up in the corner.
Can't you just turn that thing off? Whatever you're doing there.
Nah, that's what puts us next to each other.
Oh, I don't know about that, really.
Yeah, it is, bro. Yeah. Without the immersive view, it's my face and then your face up in the corner. There's no...
Have we finished the podcast or it's still going?
Still going, but it doesn't matter. I'm trying now anyway. That's all it is, bro. It gives you immersive view. Otherwise, it's got my face, you know.
You
do split screen, but it's like literally a line down the middle and fucking my face. I don't know. It just doesn't feel as realistic.
Okay.
There is split screen, but yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. We'll
try it your way next time, mate.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, bro. Well, thanks for fucking giving us your time, mate. Appreciate it. Even though
anytime.
Yeah. So.
Well, I gin you around that first night. And that was like full, completely forgot. I'm like, Dave's video calling me. I'm like,
did I video?
Oh, shit.
Did I? Yeah. You video called me. I didn't call you. I just texted you.
Okay.
You video called me,
yeah. Oh, so from that, when I read the text, then it would have been like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, then you went,
My bad.
I saw you there.
It was worth it.
Saw you there with your work hat on and shit at the pub with your mates. All right, bro.
All right.
Take it easy. I'll speak to you later on.
Rock and roll.
Cheers, cuz. See ya.